The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 5, Scene 11. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
The first play we're going to talk about today is Fences, which is a Virginia Rep production at the November Theater through March 1st. This August Wilson drama revolves around a strict, restricted black father who verbally bullies his wife and son while ranting about his authority and significance.
I loved it, as I love all August Wilson plays. The one thing that I think we all would agree on is that it is very long and drawn out. It's very wordy.
I didn't feel its length. I really liked it. I love August Wilson as well. To see a Pulitzer Prize winning script by August Wilson being acted out so strongly, I really enjoyed it. It was not completely a transcendent experience, but for the most part, I thought it was very good. Jerry, what did you think?
I guess I'm the least liking in the room. I thought it was okay. I felt like it didn't have the dramatic impact that it could have had.
I disagree with that. It had plenty of dramatic impact for me. I loved the lead characters. I thought really had good chemistry together. I liked the balance between James Craven, who played Troy, the dad, and Lisa Strum, who played Rose, his wife. I'm not familiar with either one of them, and I enjoyed watching them tremendously.
I completely agree, Jerry.
And I have to say the opposite. I thought Lisa Strum was a little weak. I never felt like she really caught me emotionally. Even in her heaviest scenes, she just felt surface to me. I really was disappointed in her performance.
I really liked her. I also like James Craven very much as Troy. For me, the weak link was Jamar Jones. I feel like he can have a tendency to kind of list into melodrama, and he can sometimes lean on affectation.
I thought he bounded about the stage a lot. Maybe that was trying to overcompensate just to be young and enthusiastic.
I thought that that was him trying to portray the fact that he was very young and immature.
A young, athletic, yes.
Yeah. I just have to say that my heart melted for
the
brother, Gabriel Horace E. Smith.
It was wonderful. I mean,
he just played that character so authentically and so believably. The little girl in the final scenes, Melanie Hopkins, not only was she adorable, I was so surprised when she came and had that little solo. I thought
she nailed it. She was very relaxing.
She was perfect.
Yeah. Often on stage with a child, you can see them acting, and she was there. She was present the whole time.
Yeah. I also had to give a shout out to J. Ron Fleming Jr. I thought that he was very good as the best friend Bono, not Bono.
Right.
It's really nice to see him on stage, and I thought he was very good in the part as the best friend of the main character.
Yeah, I agree.
So what I'm hearing here is y'all really thought this was a very strong show and were really moved by it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it very much.
I was a little less. I thought it was a very hard-working ensemble. I just felt it fell a little short of that dramatic muscle. It never really grabbed me.
Whenever you see a show where Dr. Tanya Pettiford-Waits is the director, she has a very specific vision and a very direct hand that you kind of feel. It's very realistic. It's very timely. It's very relevant. And I felt that.
So we have been talking about Fences, which is a Virginia Rep production through March 1st. And now we're going to move to Scott's Addition for the Richmond Triangle Players production of The Cake, which will be playing through March 7th. A baker's beliefs are challenged when two lesbians, one who's a close family member to the baker, ask her to make their wedding cake.
So first off, I want to say I will never look at mashed potatoes the same way again.
I agree.
You have to see the show to understand it. I won't ruin anything by explaining it. But
that's all we'll say about
that. When someone first told me about this show, I was like, okay, this is an issue play and perhaps has a limited amount of vision and impact. But no, I was pleasantly surprised by it. I thought it was very humorous, but also got at some of the meat of the issues. It wasn't ham-handed. I thought that it tried very hard to portray both sides of the issue.
And the ending was not too pat, which I like.
Correct. First off, Terry Moore as the lead character, Della, who owns the bakery, I thought she knocked out of the park. She was so sympathetic, but not trying too hard and funny. And
obviously, you can compare her to Paula Dean because she's very much that kind of character. But also, I think you can compare her to anyone who saw Always Patsy Cline just a couple months ago at Hanover Tavern. She's playing almost the same character.
Well, I can see that in a way. However, this time, she took it much further.
Well, she had some drama to work with, too. Yeah.
One of the things I really liked was how they presented her as a multifaceted character. It wasn't just one-sided. There was no gay bashing. She was really showing the struggle. I love this person, but my belief system says that I shouldn't do this. And there was some really great dramatic scenes that were very serious with her talking to her husband, Tim, and also talking to her goddaughter's partner, Macy.
Keep in mind, of course, this was written by Becca Brunstetter, who also works on This Is Us. So you can expect some drama and some tears because that's what that show does. I thought that Terry Moore was flawless. I mean, her delivery, her timing was perfect. She was totally delightful, even though it might have been a similar type of character. And Gordon Bass, as you mentioned, as her husband, was charming. I thought the two women who played the couple, Nicole Morris Anastasi and Zakiya Jackson, I thought they were genuine, but there wasn't much personality there. I didn't feel like they really created characters that were more than just kind of the spokespeople for the lesbian side of the issue.
Perhaps, but I feel like part of that's what's written. I think it's very much Della's show.
Yes.
And kind of her trying to understand what's going on and why people are treating her the way that she is as someone who owns this bakery.
When you said that the two women were not quite as well developed, though, there was that one scene I thought with Jen that was quite strong when she was describing what it was like for her to try to fit in and to have sex with a man. And I thought that was a very powerful scene. And I thought it was explained very well to someone who might have a different ideation.
I just want to say this is a very funny show. We've been talking about very serious stuff.
Right.
You will definitely laugh.
Definitely.
Especially Lots Terry Moore and Gordon Bass as her husband, Tim. They're both very, very funny in the show.
Just wanted to give a quick shout out to the director, Dawn Westbrook. She kept things lively. I think she did emphasize some of that comedy, which is great. David Allen Ballas' set. It was a delicious little pastel pastry shop.
Absolutely. I mean, it started in the lobby and extended into the theater. When I sat down, I said, okay, how were they going to do the bedroom scenes? I thought it was very clever, how
they
created the scenes with those kind of Murphy bed pull-downs. Mm-hmm.
So overall, I think we're saying this is actually Terry Moore's show. She was charming and funny, and even though there's a message there, there's a lot of entertainment value.
I think that this is a really good show for people who may be possibly interested in theater but don't go very often. I feel like this is the kind of show where you get a sense of a little bit of the depth that theater can bring, but also at the same time, it's just very fun and kind of open.
Not to belittle it, but there is that kind of a sitcom quality to
it. Oh, absolutely.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
Plus, you get cake if you stay after the show.
Very good cake, by the way.
Yeah. So we've been talking about The Cake, which is playing at Richmond Triangle Players through March 7th. Now we're going down south to Swift Creek Mill Theater, where they're playing Daddy Long Legs through February 22nd, so that'll be over this weekend. A young woman who grew up in an orphanage is given a free college education by a mysterious benefactor. Their only communication is through her letters. And let me just say, this is not based on the Fred Astaire movie that came out called Daddy Long Legs, but on the original novel from the 20s. And it basically revolves around those two characters' reactions to each other. They don't really get to interact much at all. The two characters, I'll just mention Rachel Mars as the young woman and Matt Poulsen as the benefactor.
What I find remarkable about this piece is that it's a two-person musical.
Right.
Now, generally, when you think of a musical, you think of a huge cast.
Right.
But these two really pull this off. And even more remarkable, it's not the kind of musical where you have catchy tunes and melodies.
Yeah, they all sounded the same to me.
But you have to really listen to them because it carries a story.
Right. It's the lyrics.
And they did it so well, I thought. This was one of the more interesting shows at the Mill in that it wasn't just entertaining, but it was really something that kind of caught your attention and made you had to really pay attention to it.
And Rachel Mars, I thought she was very pleasant. She had a very wide-eyed demeanor and a smiling voice. Matt Poulsen, I thought he had a more nuanced character. Of course, he had a little bit more to work with there because he had to go through some more changes.
And he had to play two different characters, basically.
Yeah, right. But I thought he had very rich, expressive vocals. I thought he was a little more powerful emotionally than Rachel.
I wouldn't disagree with you about that. Another thing I just wanted to say is that being a period piece, the costuming was beautiful.
Marlon Scravey did a nice job on the costumes. They were very attractive. Director was Steve Perrigard. I thought he kept it alive, and he allowed some moments for comedy there, and the ending was very affecting, and he's very good at creating those emotional moments. I thought that worked very nicely.
Yeah, the emotion was great. The voices were good.
Speaking of that, Paul Dietz was the musical director, of course, and he had a very small group. They had strings, which was nice. They were very effective in the support.
Absolutely.
The set by Mercedes Schaum was nice looking, and it was a multi-use set with a number of different areas to it, and Joe Duran's lights. They added focus. Some of the accents got a little distracting, like there was that hot pink that kept coming up.
And yeah, like, that was the only one I thought was a little distracting. Yeah, it's like, why? Yeah. What's the purpose for this?
Yeah. But overall, this was an interesting, unusual two-person show. And we've been talking about Daddy Long Legs, which is playing at Swift Creek Mill through February 22nd.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.